We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in Simen Resh Ayin Aleph. Sif Tes. Muhammad tells us, Sarach, it's necessary, Shidehe Mapa al Hashulchan, Tachas Apas, Umapa Cheres Perusa al Gabo. That's the entire Sif. He says that when it comes to the Suda Shabbos, and it comes to the challah that we have on our Shabbos table, it's necessary to have a mapa underneath it. You have to have something underneath the challah, as well as something, some type of covering over the challah as well. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah discusses the numerous reasons for this custom of having the challahs covered. Betur b'shem ha-Yerushalmi, quotes the Yerushalmi, Shelo yira hapas bashto, and we do not want the bread to be embarrassed. She'ein mekadshin lav ela al hayayim. We know that when it comes to the kiddush, we make kiddush on wine. Hu yesh lo din kedima b'sharim mikomos. When it comes to all the different brachos we make on food, we make a bracha on certain foods before the others. For example, if a person has in front of them an orange and a can of soda, and you want to have both of them, you don't make the bracha shahakol first. Rather, it's necessary to make the bracha on the fruit, and then on the drink. Similarly, when a person has bread, which is the most chashuv of the foods, that bracha really should come first. But we know that when it comes to kiddush, we make kiddush, then only afterwards we make hamotzi. And therefore, in order to hide the bread, so that the bracha can properly be said on the wine, even though that bracha is something which normally should not be said before the bread, that's the reason why it's covered. That is the real meaning when we hear that the bread should not be embarrassed. Bread doesn't have any feelings. The idea again is that normally the bracha should be said on the bread first. So by covering it, you're saying the proper bracha on the wine, and it's as though the bread is not in front of you. Well, if he's that, therefore, according to this reason only, in mikadosh al hapas, eno sarcha chasos alavap. If let's say, we know on Friday night, a person does not have wine, so you can make kiddush on bread. You can make kiddush on your challah. This is a whole procedure exactly how that's done. But if that's the case, it's not necessary if you have to cover the challah. So the whole reason you have to cover the challah is because you're making a bracha on the wine, so if there's no bracha, there's no wine, then you don't have to cover the challah. That's according to that reason. Of Tam Acher Shekostav Atur, the Torah brings another reason. Choose Zecher Laman. The reason why we cover the challah is it reminds us of the man that fell for Klai Yisrael in the Midbar. Namely, Talamalam Talamata. It was a sandwich. There was dew which protected the man from the ground underneath. And also there was dew which was on top of the man which protected it from anything that could have fallen on it afterwards. And therefore, the tal, this dew, which was on top of the mun, which fell 6 days a week, so that mun had something over it. So too, we should cover up our challahs, because the challahs that we have is zecher l'man, which we'll discuss other reasons, one of the reasons why we have two challahs, or lecha mishnah, corresponding to the double portion that fell on Friday. Therefore, according to this reason, one should still cover up the challah, even though, let's say, a person not making kiddush on wine doesn't make a difference. There's still zecher laman, and therefore you should always cover up your challah, even if all you're doing is making kiddush on the bread. And he then says, according to these two reasons, when can you remove that covering? So he says, "Dai b'mikadosh al hayayin, shiyehe mechusa ad acher shegamar kiddush." It makes sense, certainly according to the first reason, that as soon as you've already made the bracha, you made kiddush, then you can remove the challah covering and you can go and wash. There's no problem after all, because the whole reason why you covered up the challah was because of the issue of the bracha of the hagafen. So according to that reason, you would be able to remove the covering of the challah right away after the kiddush. He says it's not just on Friday night, this is something which a person should also do on Shabbos day. And it's brought down in the Pesukei Chubos that some people actually cover their challahs also by Shal Shudas. However, the Chai Adam says, but according to that other reason that we want to remember the man, Tov Shehem Chusa Ad Acher Birchas Hamotzi. And there's some people that do that. They'll keep their challis covered all the way until after they've washed and made the bracha of Hamotzi. So there are different customs whether or not one removes the challis covering immediately after Kiddush or only after the Hamotzi is recited. Just a few more halachas which pertain to having the challis covered. It's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. Betov lahadir lachasos hachalos b'mapu levana. It says that there are some people that will choose, as for a challah covering, that it should be white. Dumi laman shehilavan. We know that the man was white, and therefore some will actually to try to go back all the way that the man really was, that the challah covering also should be white. It's about koponim te'inaki. Certainly, it's most important that it should be a clean challah covering, and that's something which we've used continuously without ever washing. Now, if the whole idea is being able to see the challah, what about mapus nylon? He gives the example of a covering which is see-through. So you cover the challah, but the question is, if you can see through the challah covering, does that actually accomplish anything? So he brings down the following. He says, Yesh kosen, there are those that say, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, the shigam kein nikras b'shem kisoy. This is considered to be covered. We don't say that the challah is uncovered. It is covered, even though you can see it's not an issue. And since it's covered, that's good enough. However, v'yesh machmirin, including the bris olam, it says that they're strict, and says that it cannot be a challah covering in which you could see through. So strict some people are, he says, l'chein b'mape ha'suya marishesh l'nekavim katanim, that some people will give you a nice present, that they'll actually sew a beautiful challah covering. The problem with when you sew something, there's tiny little holes. And therefore, some actually hold that such a challah covering should not be used. There should be something in which there's absolutely no holes whatsoever. And there's one opinion, but certainly one who can get another challah covering which is completely covered, that's something which is recommended. Furthermore, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that this halach of covering challah is not only by challah. It says, "V'hu adin im kishmekadish al hayayin ochel mazonos." If a person is about to, in order to be able to fulfill Kiddush Makom Suda, you're not going to wash, so you want to make Kiddush. So some say that it's recommended also to cover the mizonos. They should cover the cakes and cookies on the table. And he says it depends. Let's say you have a nice entree or have some type of appetizer which is mizonos, but you're about to wash and make hamotzi, so some say it's only necessary to cover the challahs. It's not necessary to cover anything which is mizonos. However, it's clear from here that if it was only mizonos, that it's recommended that the mizonos should be covered as well. And he says, "Ukeshesh mizonos lifnei hamusabin." Let's say you're not the one that makes the kiddush; someone else is making the kiddush on your behalf. You're hearing it from someone. You don't have to drink the Kiddush wine. It's not necessary. You can still fulfill your mitzvah just by hearing the words. So if, let's say, you do have the intention to drink the wine, then it's necessary for you to cover the food which is in front of you. But if you're not the one that's going to be drinking the wine, only that person, then the requirement of covering is not as necessary. Just to conclude with the following story, that there was once a family that the husband saw that the challah, it was in the middle of making Kiddush, and he saw that the challah in front of him was not covered. And there was many, many guests that this person had, and he was so upset that after Kiddush he tore into his spouse and he yelled at her and he humiliated her. He said, "How could you have made such a mistake to have forgotten?" And of course, the terrible thing that he lost sight of was the whole reason to have the challah covered is so as not to embarrass the challah. How much more important it is not to embarrass another person.